Hello, everyone. Today we have my friend and one of English for IT teachers, Chris, from California, from sunny California, from Los Angeles. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Anna.
How are you today?
A little sleepy, to be honest.
Well, how come?
I don't know why I didn't sleep well yesterday, but I'm going to go outside in the sunny weather and go hiking after this.
Oh, nice. Where are you going to go hiking? At the Griffith Park?
No, that's a good suggestion. Either there or maybe I have my secret spot in Beverly Hills.
Oh my God, I'm so jelly right now. So jelly. By the way, guys, jelly means jealous. But I think Chris would probably say that this is for kids. The kids would say jelly or not.
Or yeah, it's a younger person bit of slang.
So it's me, the younger person. Alrighty. Well, today we have gathered here to talk about a very, very interesting subject. Can I call it a touchy subject? I think it can be called a touchy subject. Yes and no?
I think it's touchy, controversial. I'm trying to think of the best word.
Yeah, well, let's call it both touchy, controversial at this point. So I had this idea, and thank you very much, Chris, for agreeing to it. I had this idea the other time when I was discussing with my team one of the tasks for the course, for the modern English course. And one of my colleagues, she said that when she used to study in Canada, they played this game when she was, she worked like an au pair or something in a restaurant, and they were playing this game. They had to come up with synonyms for the word for the expression to have sex, and I was like, wow, that's very interesting. And this person is like super timid. I was like, wow, how many synonyms did you come up with? And she's like, oh, 25. Well, guess what, guys? I have 27 synonyms for have sex. So I have 27 synonyms, and I want to make sure they are real modern phrases, real modern words. So that's why I have Chris here to help me figure out, number one, what these expressions actually mean, if they are true synonyms for have sex, and number three, if they are used in modern English, and if yes, in which context, and if no, why not. Chris, are we ready?
We are ready.
Okay. Is this the first time somebody asked you to prepare a lesson like that?
Yes, it is.
Well, congratulations. I love when people have their firsts with me. Okay. So, number one, to hook up. Does it mean to have sex?
Yes, but not always.
Tell me more.
People also use this to mean flirting and fooling around, but not actually having sex.
When you say fooling around, does it mean like touching each other, kissing?
It means touching and probably kissing as well, but not, the clothes probably stay on in this case.
But the hands may go under.
Maybe, yeah.
That's funny. Okay, number two, so we're clear. Hook up, yes and no. Number two, make love.
Make love is a very gentle way to say yes. That is actual sex.
Okay, very good. Number three, bang, to bang.
Yeah, bang is a means to have sex, and it is a cruder expression.
Cruder, you mean ruder?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I mean, I'm just like trying to clarify some potentially interesting and new words for our community here. Okay, so like, how would you use it? Like, I banged her the other night, or I banged him. Can a girl bang a guy?
It can. I've actually never heard any of my lady friends use this expression, but they could.
Do you think ladies would use this expression when there are only ladies around?
This is possible. I'll have to ask. I have a couple of people to check with now.
Okay. Well, you get back to me on this one, okay? Next time we talk about it. Okay, number four, have intercourse.
This is the literal dictionary definition meaning.
Is this like a medical term?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm, cool. Go all the way.
Also means to have sex.
Okay.
Penetrative sex, yeah.
Yeah. To fuck.
Yes.
Yes. Is that rude? That's rude, yeah? Is that the same as bang or fuck is ruder?
Good question.
Oh, thank you.
They're pretty equally rude.
Okay.
Except that, fuck has the more impolite, it's more impolite to use it.
Yeah, it's like
Right? Like, you don't want your
everywhere.
children using this word, right? You can say bang on a drum, no problem. But yeah, children should never be saying the F word.
The F word, yeah. You see, even you didn't want to say the F word. You didn't want to say fuck. You said the F word, yeah. You didn't want to drop the F bomb here, just in case the kids are listening. Hopefully not. Okay, hopefully not this podcast. I have other podcasts over there. All right, next one is seven, to get laid.
To get laid. Yeah, this is means fuck, and it's more gentle.
I think you would use it like when you are talking about that you want to have sex.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is often used in a future context. Like, what are you doing tonight? Oh, I'm going over to Anna's house to get laid.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, come over. I just cleaned the All
I'm not
right.
going to use you for any future examples.
Yeah, well, that's I understand. Yeah. All right, next one, number eight is Netflix and chill. Does it actually mean to have sex? Could
It
it?
doesn't necessarily, but that's kind of the connotation. It is literally a lazy date invite. So
And when you
if
say a
a
lazy date, what do you mean by this?
In other words, a man cannot be bothered to take a woman out of the home to do something. So he invites her over to watch movies on his couch and hang out.
And
And
obviously,
I'm spending that.
watching the movie, you'll end up most likely.
That could happen. That could happen. But it's again, literally, it's a lazy date invite.
Very cool, very cool. Okay, next one is have a quickie.
That is actual sex, but it's very fast. There's no foreplay.
Oh,
You just go
that's a
for
good word,
it.
foreplay.
Yeah.
Foreplay, yeah.
Yeah, no flirting. You just do it and try to get it over as quickly as possible.
Is that what you typically is like? Would you is this the sex that you have in a restaurant bathroom? That's a quickie.
That would be a quickie. It's also common for married people, actually, because if they have a short break from like watching the kids, this might be all the time they have.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Okay, next, 10th is to nail, like to nail someone.
Yeah, to nail, to bang, same
Okay,
thing.
so they are quite synonyms there. So again, would you just like say that I nailed her, or could you also say like I nailed him?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Sounds weird if like I as a woman have to say I nailed him.
Well, if you think about how a literal nail is used, it's used to pin something down.
So it's like more aggressive. Maybe like if you're an alpha female, you nail guys.
Right.
That's funny. All right, next one is consummate.
Consummate is typically used in the context of the first sex of a marriage, right? You have the ceremony, but
Oh, like in
then,
the old days.
yeah, but people still use it today. People still use it today. Of course, premarital sex is much more common today,
And
but
preferable.
okay. You want to know what you're getting, right? So, yeah, to consummate the marriage means to go through the ceremony and get through all of the official stuff and then later have sex like that night or the next day.
Okay, so this is the first sex once,
Once
like,
you're officially
yeah,
married.
officially married. Okay. Next one is a very interesting one. To sext.
Oh, sext.
I see,
Yes.
yeah.
Yes, this is a sexual conversation over instant messaging or text chat.
Okay, so is it like
It's explicit.
okay, it's explicit. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So this is like a sex over phone.
Kind of.
But like
Yeah.
texting.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so it's sexed over phone. All right. Next one is to sleep with someone. Oh, quite literal.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is screw. Now tell me, screw, fuck, bang, which one is the worst?
Good
Tough
question.
question, tough question.
Yeah. Bang and fuck are both pretty rude.
Okay, I thought so. That's what I typically say. The screw is like a little bit politer, no, a little bit more polite than fuck. Actually,
Yeah,
politer sounded quite right too. Maybe that's
it's
slang.
not though, I have to tell you. No, screw is a little bit old-fashioned now.
Oh, right. Okay. I did not know that. Okay. Next one. We're only at number 15. Wow, this is amazing. I feel like I'm a true sex expert right here. okay. Non-native English speaker and like knowing that many sex have sex synonyms. Okay, 15th is bone old.
What's this bone?
Yeah, to bone.
To bone, yes.
Yeah, to bone.
Yeah, because an erect penis is often referred to as a boner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, to put your bone or boner into the woman, that's okay.
Wow. Too much information here. Okay, to bone someone. That's pretty rude too, I guess.
It is, and it's a bit childish. Probably only a younger person would use it.
Okay, yeah. And among guys, probably, right? Kind of like a
More
guy talk. Yeah. Okay, to freak.
we discussed this one before, and I've not actually heard this used as a verb. I know freak used as a noun more often to mean a person who is really sexually uninhibited and just down to do whatever.
Oh yeah. And I was the one, yeah, because I like this rapper, Lil Dicky, and he has a song that is called Let Me Freak. And in the song, he is talking about that like he lives with this woman and she wouldn't like have sex with him. And like in the chorus, he sings like Let Me Freak, like Let Me Fuck. And then I Urban Dictionaried it, and Urban Dictionary, this is what they say. That's what they said. Like to freak means to have like to finally have sex after you haven't had sex in a long time. So this specifically means to have sex after you haven't had it in a long time. So yeah.
Okay, to break the seal.
Yeah, to break the seal. You guys also have this, like, yeah, and I think in Russian we also have that, to break the seal. Oh my God, that's another synonym for have sex, right? To break the seal.
Specifically, it's the end of a dry spell.
What is that?
In other words, you haven't had sex for a long time, so you are
Oh.
in a spell.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Next one is roll in the hay.
This is a really old-fashioned one, going back to like country farm days. So, old mattresses, of course, were also
Oh
stuffed.
yeah, right. Mattresses. How is that connected? How is that? I thought just like hay, you mean like a stack of hay where people would roll in the hay, like literal meaning. But what about the mattress
Well,
this?
I have some news for you. Hay is actually pretty sharp. You would not literally want to roll around naked in a bunch of hay. This would be painful.
Oh my God, to me it always sounded so romantic.
Better put a blanket down, let's put it that
Yeah, I better be on top. Let's put it that
way. Okay, fair enough. Let the guy get all the hay pokes.
Exactly. So yeah, well, the mattress situation.
Yeah, old mattresses were stuffed with hay, so rolling around on your hay-stuffed mattress.
So that's like
Absolutely.
the phrase roll in the hay actually refers to roll on the mattress and the hay, like the hay mattress
Well, again,
kind of.
it's just,
It could
during
be.
sex, one might take turns being on the top or on the bottom, so there's a little bit of rolling potentially there, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, next one is get busy. Is that to have sex?
Yeah, get busy just means fuck. It's a little bit probably vintage 1980s, if I remember right.
1980s. Okay. Yeah, so that's older one too. Next one, to shag. And I kind of sense it's not American.
This is a totally British, and shag is actually a really bad word in England. It's basically like using fucking in America.
Shagging. Do you know any other British synonyms for have sex?
You should have warned me in the podcast.
Okay, we have to meet again for another British sex podcast. I know that you lived in London for some time, so you probably picked up some British slang and...
Oh, I definitely did, and I definitely forgot a lot of it.
All right,
too,
that's so. Okay, that's okay. All right, we'll have another episode on British English. Next one, 20th, is do the nasty.
Yeah, do the nasty just means fucking. It's, again, a little bit...
Childish?
Older. No, it's rude. It's not super popular, I think, at this point.
Okay. Yeah, I never heard it, actually. I mean, in real life, so... But it's not that, like, I talk to people about sex a lot, so... I mean, I judge from the movies and series that I watch, you know, and songs that I listen to. Okay, to score. Now we're talking about sports. Americans' favorite. Because I know that Americans just love using idioms from sports. You know, phrases. I mean, there are a lot of idioms that come from sports. So, to score, does it actually mean to have sex?
It does. And this is... more typically going to be used by men.
Mm-hmm.
If I was on like a date last night and my friend said to me, oh, well, what happened? I could say to him, oh, I scored, if we actually had sex.
Oh, nice. And I know that there are some follow-up phrases that we can use here. First base, second base, third base. So could you elaborate on what first base is and how I can use it in a sentence?
Sure. Now, this is pretty childish. I want to warn your listeners first. And it's also very American because it relates to baseball, American baseball.
Yeah.
But and usually just guys would use this bit of slang. But first base is referred to as kissing.
Okay. So how would you say it? Like, I hit the first base or something?
I got to first base.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Second base would be boobs.
Oh, let me. So touching boobs, okay.
Exactly. Like I said, really childish.
So is there a similar idiom, like in Russian, when you say like, put your hands under your clothes, under her clothes, like spread your hands under her clothes? Do you guys have a similar phrase? Like in kind of like a derogatory manner?
Not a slang one that I
know. Oh, get into her pants. That what you say. To get
into... Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get into her pants...
But it actually this also sort of means to have sex.
Yeah, that it really does more mean that. So let's continue with our baseball first.
Yeah. Okay. So and the third base, to get to third base means
third base would be, you know, using your hands on the butt or the vagina.
Oh my god. And is there another baseball idiom that means to go all the way?
Well, you can say home run, but okay, that's just it's the same meaning as scored.
Okay so you would say like hit home run, or
if that's not as common, usually you would just say I scored.
Because
a home run in baseball is, in fact, scoring.
Okay. So it's same thing. Yeah. Alrighty. So I think we have 28, actually, if we add the get in her pants. By the way, is it get in or get into her pants?
Same thing.
Okay. So 24 is to pound.
Yeah, this is another really rude expression, probably more commonly used by guys, but it does mean to have sex, and mm-hmm. maybe like vigorous hard sex.
Oh wow. Alrighty. It's good thing that we are doing the podcast, not the video. Otherwise, I would have to like add some pictures, some visual aid over here. Okay, 25 is bump uglies, and that's the confusing one. Why do you like say uglies, bump uglies?
I think it's a reference to genitalia not really being the prettiest part of the body, right? So a penis isn't necessarily good looking, a vagina isn't necessarily good looking. So bump them together, bump uglies.
If you don't like it, like put an Instagram filter on it. Just kidding. Alrighty, 26. We are getting there. To smash.
Yeah, this one's really popular today. Typically used by younger people, that's
It means
definitely
to
fun.
fuck.
Yeah, like I was reading a funny blog post the other day, and this guy was talking about he said, "Oh, I crept on her Instagram and I pretended I was a compatible sign, so she let me smash."
Oh, okay. Interesting. Interesting. So is that also as rude as fuck?
It's pretty rude.
Okay. So you would not like people would use this word on their blog like Instagram, TikToks, but you wouldn't
Yeah,
use this word
let's put
in
it this way.
newspaper.
I would not call up a woman I was dating and say, "Hey, can I come over and smash?" I wouldn't say that. That's not, you'd have to have a very good relationship where she would appreciate this kind of humor. Yeah,
Gotcha.
this is not a typical thing to say to somebody that you're dating or want to have sex with.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to really have sex, like be careful with your wording. But once you had sex, you can, whatever. Okay, and finally, the last one is hit it and quit it.
Hit it and quit it is a very rude expression, which literally means to have sex with somebody once and then not talk to them anymore.
Whoa, that is really bad. That is really bad. I never heard this one. I mean, I've never been in this situation, so how would I know? Alrighty. Very cool. Very cool. So I also added to the list get into her pants, which also means to have sex, as far as I understand, right?
Usually, yes.
So technically we have 28 synonyms. I wonder if anyone can add any more words to the list. I kind of feel that we can stretch it. Do you think we can stretch it? Can we stretch it? The
All
list?
your listeners are creative and probably have know something that you forgot, so.
Probably. Well, that's great. I mean, now I feel like everything is so clear and I'm ready to go out. I'm ready.
Armed and dangerous with all of your sex idioms and synonyms.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, thank you so much. I feel you are not only our EDM expert, but also you are our sex EDM expert. Fantastic.
That would be a sexpert,
Sexpert. Yeah. Yeah, you're our sexpert. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I will be happy to have you back for more sex or EDM or even business talk. I mean, I'm sure you can do that as well.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.